In the next installment of our series on women leading the way in male-dominated fields, we visited a construction site to talk with a woman who was the only female in Eastern Kentucky University's construction management program when she enrolled. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.
Here is their conference room. As we turn the corner, this is going to be their reception area.
Wearing a forest green hard hat, a lime green vest, and a touch of rose-colored lipstick, Diana Hagen is giving me a tour of a building at the University of Louisville. That's where she spends her day making sure drywall is hung properly, nails secure, and all details of a construction project are accurate.
Things happen. Stuff isn't always the way it's drawn, doesn't always work out. It's just little things, but they affect the end product, getting it done.
The Frankfurt resident has been working for Cincinnati-based Messer Construction for 6 years since she graduated from college at Eastern Kentucky University as a non-traditional student. The 33-year-old says she started her college career in architecture and interior design, but soon decided that wasn't for her.
I realized that I liked designing, but could it really be built? So I enjoyed the art and architecture part, but to me, I was more interested in how the building was built.
As project manager for Messer, she usually works in the Lexington area and has led construction for several projects, including the old historic Fayette County Courthouse restoration, a few dorms, including Limestone Park at the University of Kentucky, and a women's health center in Danville. On this day, she's working at the University of Louisville on a TV studio for the college's sports network.
You're running all the work, running the subcontractors, updating the schedule, making sure the schedule's on track, anything and everything, having project meetings with the owner.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the percentage of women who work in construction is below 10%. Hagen believes those numbers are changing based on the number of women she knows working in Lexington in construction.
We have at least, including me, 3 other project managers, 1 senior project manager, and we've hired so many that I'm going to botch how many female project engineers we have, but I'm thinking we have around 4 or 5 project engineers that are female.
Hagen says as project manager in a male-dominated field, she doesn't feel especially challenged, but I wonder how this large group of male employees responds to this petite, soft-spoken female at the construction site.
They would probably say I'm more of a bulldog. So I think when, especially in construction, you have to be more assertive, more blunt to the point in your conversations. It's just getting over everyone else's stigma that you shouldn't be here. And it's not everyone, not all these guys act that way. But that random person that has this mental idea that you shouldn't be telling them what to do.
Messer project manager Emily Edgington and Mary Beth Wright were Hagen's role models. She also gives credit to her grandparents, who she says were hard workers and farmers. They led by example with gumption and a willingness to better their lives. Diana Hagen is married and the mom of a 2-year-old son. Now she's become a role model for young people. She gives back to the community by getting involved with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM projects, which help students, and is regularly invited to speak at schools. She remembers being a student when someone questioned her choice of career.
I think it was early college. I was at some event, and this old guy asked me what my major was, and I told him construction management, and he said, "That's a man's job." I said, "Well, I guess they'll have to get over it."
What message do you want to send to young women or anybody listening to this?
If it's your passion, don't listen to anybody else and do what you love to do. I mean, just because somebody tells you you can't do it doesn't mean you can't. You know what I mean? If I listened to everybody telling me that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, then I wouldn't be here today.
In Louisville, I'm Sherry Lawson.